这里弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我们今天早上再能够一起的敬拜，一起的来学习神的话语。
Thanks, Lord, for bringing us together to worship and study His words.
也特别，我们今天早上呢有这个圣餐，我们一起的来纪念我们的主耶稣基督。
And especially for the Holy Communion this morning, so that we can remember Jesus.
那今天早上呢，要跟大家分享的题目就是纪念主哈。
And the topic we're going to be sharing today is remembering God.
那我们知道主耶稣呢，与他门徒呢，在吃最后晚餐的时候
，We know that during the Last Supper,
耶稣呢就设立了这个圣餐礼。
Jesus established this Holy Communion.
要信他的人呢。常常如此行哈。
So, his believers should, do this often.
为的是纪念他。
In remembrance of him.
那我们要我们已经看了这个马太福音二十六章二十六节到二十九节的这个关于这个主设立这个圣餐的这个记载。
We just read, the scripture, the book of Matthew, chapter 26, from verse 26 to 29.
那我们要继续来看另外一段的经文，是记载在哥林多前书呢第十一章二十三到二十六节。
Another part of scripture we're going to be reading is in First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23 to 26。
那这一段的经文记载说：“我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了。”就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后呢，也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新业，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明的主的死，只等到他来。
It says, For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
那这两段经文呢都记载了主耶稣呢与门徒在吃这个逾越节晚餐的时候呢所设立的这个圣餐礼哈。
Both scriptures written about the Holy Communion Jesus and his disciples had when they were having the Passover supper.
那特别在哥林多前书这一段的经文的记载呢是保罗回忆主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
Especially the passage in 1 Corinthians was Paul remembering what happened on that night.
那当主耶稣设立这个圣餐礼的时候，特别强调主耶稣的一句话哈。
And when Jesus established the Holy Communion, he strengthened on one sentence.
你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我哈。
He said, "Do this in remembrance of me."
所以呢，当我们每次来守这个圣餐的时候呢，这个圣餐里一个很重要的意义呢，就是纪念。
And therefore, whenever we come to the Holy Communion, a really important message was to remember.
那从刚才我们所读的这两段经文呢，我要与大家一起来看我们在守这个圣餐的时候呢，所应当纪念主耶稣的话当中呢所提的四件事情哈。
And in the following time, we're going to be thinking about the four things Jesus mentioned and taught us to remember.
那第一件事情呢，当然就是纪念主耶稣基督本身哈。他说：“你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
The first thing is, of course, remembering Jesus himself. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me."
那今天呢，当我们在守这个圣餐的时候。
Today, when we take the Holy Communion,
我们知道这个饼呢，就代表了主耶稣的身体。
We know that the bread was is representing Jesus' body.
这个杯呢，代表主的血。
And the cup, Jesus' blood.
当我们领受这个主这个饼和这个杯，再一次的提醒我们，主耶稣怎样在十字架上呢为我们舍身流血。
And when we partake in the bread and the cup, we remember how Jesus died for us and shed his blood on the cross.
那为什么主耶稣要人来纪念他呢？
So why Jesus want us to remember him?
那他知道我们人的这个内心啊。
That's because he know our hearts.
因为知道人是很健忘的。
He knows that we are easily forgetting.
啊，特别在我们当中，如果说我们年纪比较大一点啊，很多时候我们很多的事情呢，啊，都很快的就忘记了。
Especially the elderly among us, you will know that you will easily forget about things.
那我们也知道说，保罗呢在写哥林多前书的时候
，And we know that when Paul wrote the first Corinthian.
那离开耶稣被钉十字架呢，还不到三十年哈。
It was only 30 years. Since Jesus died on the cross.
但是呢，已经有人呢在质疑耶稣基督呢是否有复活这件事情。
However, there were already people questioning if the revival of Jesus was real.
那所以保罗呢在哥林多前书呢第十五章呢特别讲论这个耶稣关于耶稣基督复活的事情。
So in chapter 5, Paul talked aboutJesus' resurrection, especially.
那另外呢，我想我们在信耶稣的时候
，Another part is when we think about our faith in Christ.
我们可以回想一下，当我们刚刚信主的耶稣的那一个时刻
，When we first became believers.
那你的心是不是很激动呢
？Were you emotional?
或者有些人甚至会流眼泪。
Some of us may have cried.
但是呢，经过信主多年之后
，However, after so many years,
我们的心呢，似乎也开始，有时候开始渐渐的麻木这个敬拜啊，读经、祷告、团契，当我们在参加这个在读经或者祷告的时候，或者参加这个敬拜团契的时候，我们好像已经没有那种兴奋的这个感觉。
There is a numbness that grows in our hearts, and when we go and worship and read scriptures or pray or attend fellowships, we're not that excited anymore.
所以主耶稣呢，他设立这个圣餐的一个目的呢，就是要提醒信徒呢，他在十字架上所为我们的成就的这个救赎大恩。
Therefore, one of the purposes of the Holy Communion was to remind us of the redeeming grace he gave us on the cross.
特别能够纪念到他对我们的这个大爱哈。
And his unending love for us.
我们知道说今天呢，因着他的爱的缘故呢，他愿意来到这个世上为我们受苦受难哈，舍身流血在十字架上。
And so we know today that he came into this world and died for us on the cross because of his love.
那保罗呢，在以弗所书呢，第三章18节呢提到哈。
Paul also mentioned in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 18.
他说，让我们呢能够明白啊，基督的爱是何等的长阔高深哈。
He said, "You may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp." How wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ?
那特别我喜欢这四个字哈，这四个形容词就是讲到主的爱呢是何等长阔高深哈。
And I love these four words: wide, long, high, and deep.
保罗用这四个形容词来描写耶稣基督的大爱哈，对我们的爱。
Paul used those four words to describe his Christ's love for us.
那如果我们思考一下这四个字呢，那也正是十字架四个角的这个代表哈。
And if we think about it, the four words are kind of representing the four corners of the cross.
那我们知道这个十字架有横的一面哈。
So there is a horizontal stroke in the cross.
那代表呢主的爱是长阔的。
It represents that the love of Christ is long and wide.
那代表呢，主耶稣爱世上所有的人。
It represents that Lord loves each one of us in the world.
那所有的人呢，都可以来到主的面前呢，来领受他的这个救恩。
All people can come before God and to partake in His salvation.
就如主耶稣他所宣告的，凡劳苦担重担的人都可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Just as Jesus Himself proclaimed, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
他说，凡劳苦担重担的人，包括每一个人。
And He says, "All you who are weary and burdened," it includes all of you.
所以今天呢，无论你是谁，无论你觉得你自己是那么的不配，但是主耶稣今天也在这里，要欢迎你来到他的这个跟前，来到他的十字架前呢，领受这个救恩。
So today, no matter who you are or how broken you are, you can come before the cross, and Jesus is willing to love you and give you His salvation.
这是大喜的信息哈。
This is a great news.
主耶稣的救恩呢，是为所有的人预备的。
The Lord's salvation is prepared for everyone.
那我们也知道这个十字架有直的这个一面呢，代表了主的爱是高深的。
And then we know that the cross has a vertical stroke. It represents the high and deep of Christ's love.
那我们看到主耶稣呢，他本为神的儿子哈，他但是呢，他愿意从天高天呢降到人世间的最深处。
We know that Jesus Christ is Son of God. He was in the highest heavens, but he's willing to go into the deepest end of this world for us.
那特别我们庆祝这个圣诞节的时候
，And when we celebrate Christmas，
我们想念到主耶稣基督，他道成肉身，他诞生在这个世上的时候，并不是诞生在这个皇宫里面。
We remember that God is Jesus is God in flesh. However, he wasn't born in a palace，
乃是诞生在一个马槽里
，But in a manger。
那我想我们没有几个呢是诞生在马槽里吧。
I would think like very few among us were born in mangers.
至少说我们都诞生在家里。
At least we were born in homes.
那但是主耶稣呢，他降卑自己从高天呢道成肉身呢成为人，诞生在这个马槽里。
So, Jesus lowered himself to came from the heaven into a manger.
还有呢，我们看到他在十字架上的时候。
And also we see that when he was on the cross.
他也经历了人世间的最深的这个痛苦。
He experienced the deepest pain of the world.
我想呢，世界上，这个十字架的被钉在十字架上呢，是一个非常残酷的一件事情。
I think to be hanged upon on a cross is a very cruel thing.
那我是非常这个痛苦的一件事情。
It's a very painful thing.
你想象一个人呢，这样被钉在那里，就那个血慢慢的流，啊，慢慢的这个，气慢慢的这个消失。
Just imagine that if you were nailed to a cross and the blood flows slowly and the breath becomes weaker and weaker.
所以我们看到主对我们的爱是高深的。
And there we can see how high and deep the love of Christ is for us.
所以今天呢，无论你是在怎样的一个人生的低谷当中。
Therefore today, no matter how low you are in your life,
主耶稣都能够拯救。
Jesus Christ can save.
因为他到过。
Because he had been there.
他能够体会，他能够了解，他能够帮助你。
He can feel you and understand you and help you.
所以盼望我们每一次来到所这个圣餐的时候。
Therefore, I hope every time we come to the Holy Communion.
当我们领受这个饼、这个杯的时候。
When we partake in the bread and the cup.
才能够思想到主对我们的大爱。
We will remember Lord's love for us.
并再次的经历他的爱。
And also experience His love for us.
那第二呢，主耶稣让我们纪念的就是纪念主所他以我们所立的这个心意。
And And the second thing to remember is to remember the new covenant Lord established for us.
他说, 这杯是用我的血所立的这个新约。
He said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood.
那意思就是说, 主耶稣用他的血呢, 以我们立了这个新约。
It means that Lord established a new covenant with his blood.
那既然是新约呢, 就与这个旧约有明显的不同。
And since it's a new covenant, it's very different from the old one.
那么这旧约呢, 我们知道是用这个牛的血所立的, 牛羊的血所立的。
We know that the old covenant was established on the blood of bulls and goats.
那旧约的牛的和牛羊的这个血呢, 并不能够真正的能够赎人的这个罪。
And it's impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins.
那么希伯来书第十章三那里讲到说呢，他说但这些祭物呢是叫人每年想起罪来，因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。
In Hebrews chapter 10, it says, but those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins. It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins.
但是基督的血所立的新约
However, the new covenant established on Christ's blood was different.
基督的血能够真正的将我们的罪呢得到这个赦免。
His blood can truly take away sins.
那么在这个马太福音刚才我们所读的经文当中，因为这是我所立的业的血，为多人流出来的，使罪呢得赦。
In Matthew, what we just read, Jesus said, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.
所以今天呢, 当我们来到所这个圣餐的时候,
So today when we partake in Holy Communion,
让我们想到我们的罪呢, 已经蒙神的这个赦免。
Let us remember that our sins was were forgiven.
我们要感谢神。
We need to thank the Lord.
因着主耶稣基督呢, 愿意为我们献上他自己, 成为赎罪祭。
By offering himself, Jesus became the sacrifice of sin, for sins for us.
那神不再按我们的这个罪过呢, 待我们, 也没有照我们的罪孽呢, 报应我们。
So the Lord is not treating us according to our sins.
那 我非常喜欢这个诗篇的一段话哈, 特别这个诗篇103篇, 第8到12节的一段话。
So I like in Psalms chapter 103 from verse 8 to 12.
那我没有把这个字打出来哈。
I didn't put it on the slides.
那么如果你们有圣经的话呢, 可以一起来翻看哈, 这一段的经文。
If you have Bibles, you can turn to it.
那有时候我觉得说, 哎呀, 今天我们都很方便哈, 大家就看这个荧幕就好了, 不必翻这个圣经哈。
Sometimes I would think that it's so convenient today that we can just look at the screens and not open our Bibles.
但是我不晓得这个对大家长期来好不好哈。
But I don't know that if it's good for you, for us in the long term.
因为如果我们没有常常翻圣经的话呢，我们就不晓得讲那个章节在哪里。
Because if you don't open your Bible often, you won't know where the chapter is.
那么在诗篇103篇呢，第8节到12节哈。
So Psalms chapter 103 verse 8 to 12.
他说了，耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们有多远。
It says, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
这是多么美的一个描写哈。
What an amazing description.
那当我们想到我们今天我们的罪已经蒙了神的这个赦免。
So when we realize that our sins have been forgiven,
那我们就不应当继续活在这个罪当中了。
Then we shouldn't still live in sins.
那我不晓得大家记得在约翰福音第八章那里所记载的主耶稣对那被抓来到他面前的那个淫妇所说的话。
I don't know if you guys still remember in John chapter 8 what Jesus had said to the woman caught in adultery that has been brought in front of Jesus.
那当众人都离开之后呢，主耶稣怎样对他说呢？
When all the other people left, what Jesus said to her?
主耶稣对他说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Was then neither do I condemn you. Go now and live your life of sin.
那我想呢，主耶稣他可以在说，可以就前面就停止，我也不定你的罪哈，就停止了。
I think Jesus could have stopped there. Then neither do I condemn you.
但是主耶稣继续对他说，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
However, Jesus continued to say that, go now and live your life of sin.
那今天呢，当我们肯愿意来到主的面前认罪悔改的时候，
So today when we are willing to come in front of Jesus to repent,
他要赦免我们的罪，他也不再定我们的罪。
He will forgive our sins and not treat us according to those.
那很重要的，主耶稣也要对我们说，从此不要再犯罪了。
And very importantly, he will say to us that live your life of sin.
那另外呢，我们要想到说，主耶稣基督将赦免了我们的罪，我们也应当赦免人的罪。
And also, we should remember that we should forgive other people's sin, just like how Jesus forgave our sins.
那么以弗所书那里记载说，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
In Ephesians it says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you."
那第三呢
？And thirdly,
当我们来到领受这个圣餐的时候，我们要纪念主的血是什么呢？是为多人流出来。
When we come to the table of Holy Communion, we should remember that the Lord's blood was shed for many.
这里说，因为这是我立业的血，为多人流出来的，使罪得赦。
He said, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins."
那我相信呢，主耶稣当他在设立这个圣餐的时候
，And I believe that when Jesus established the Holy Communion.
那他不单单纪念他的这个门徒哈
，It was not only for his disciples。
他的心呢，更是纪念到普天下的人
，But everyone in the world。
所以他特别提到呢，他的血是为多人流出来的
，And that's why he mentioned that his blood was poured out for many。
那使徒约翰呢，深深了解这一点哈
，And Apostle John really knows this。
所以他在书信里面呢，这么写作说。
Therefore, in his letter, he wrote,
他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
He said, he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world.
所以今天当我们来领受这个圣餐的时候，
Therefore, today, when weCome and partake in Holy Communion.
我们纪念到主的血是为多人流出来的。
We remember that Jesus' blood was poured out for many.
但是今天还有很多人，他们不晓得、不认识主耶稣基督已经为他们的罪死了。
However, today many do not know what Jesus has done for them.
那今天还是很多人不认识主耶稣基督。
Many people don't know Jesus.
还不认识主耶稣基督对他们的这个大爱。
Or Jesus' love for them.
也不认识到说今天唯有人只有借着信靠耶稣基督呢才能够得救。
And they also don't know that they can only be saved by Jesus Christ.
所以今天 我们作为基督徒的。
Therefore, today as Christians,
我们有这个使命，有这个责任。
We have this great mission.
去跟人家分享这个福音哈。
To share the gospel.
让人也能够与我们同得这个福音的好处。
So many can also share the benefit we gain from Jesus Christ.
那今天呢，我们在很多方面寻求神的旨意哈。
Today, in many aspects in our lives, we are seeking for God's will.
但是呢，有一样神的旨意是很清楚的。
However, one thing that God wants is very clear.
就是神让我们呢，能够去把这个福音来传扬，使人做主的门徒哈。
Is that God wants us to proclaim His gospel and make disciples?
那今天当我们来领受这个主餐的时候，圣餐的时候呢，我们也能够想一下，我们今天，为这个所领受的这个福音呢，做了些什么。
So today, when we partake in the Holy Communion, let us remember what we have done for Jesus, for the mission.
那第四呢，主要我们纪念的就是纪念主的再来哈。
And fourthly, we shall remember Lord's second coming.
他说：“你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。”
Paul said, "Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes."
所以，当我们在这里领受这个饼、这个杯的时候，也在纪念主的再来。
Therefore, when we partake in this bread and this cup, we are remembering that Jesus will come again.
然后纪念主将来呢，在天上我们要与主耶稣一同的坐席。
Remember that we will be sitting in this, at the same table with Jesus in heaven.
也纪念到主耶稣要再来迎接我们到他那里去。
And also that Jesus will come and welcome us, to his house.
那么当主耶稣被借升天的时候呢，那天使呢对门徒说哈。
When Jesus was brought to heaven, angels said to disciples.
加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被借升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来啊。
Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.
那今天我们知道不知道主耶稣几时再来呢？
Today, do we know when Jesus will come again?
虽然过去很多人都赏赐预言说主耶稣会在某年某日来到。
Though in the past many have tried to make prophets about when Jesus will come back again.
但是都没有实现。
However, they all failed.
其实呢，因为主耶稣已经告诉我们了，他再来的日子没有人知道。
Because Jesus has told us that the day no one would know.
但是我想呢，今天我们作为基督徒的，虽然我们不知道主耶稣什么时候再来
，But today as Christians, though we don't know when Jesus will come again,
但是每逢我们吃这饼、吃这杯纪念主的时候
，But every time we partake in this bread and this cup,
就表示主再来的日子呢又更加近。
It represents that we're even closer to the day that Jesus will come back.
我想今天。对我们基督徒来讲
And I think for us Christians today,
一个重要的问题不是说主耶稣什么时候再来。
The important question is not when Jesus will come back,
而是呢，是否我们已经预备好来迎接主的再来。
But if we are ready to welcome His second coming.
那有人说呢，在我们的生命当中有两天是最重要的。
Some said that there are two very important days in our lives.
第一呢，就是今天。
The one is today.
因为昨天已经过去了。
Because yesterday has passed.
无论是好是坏，都已经过去了。你也不能够再重新回到这个昨天去。
No matter good or bad, it's gone. You can't go back to it.
明天呢
？And tomorrow.
还没有到来哈。
Was not here. It's not here yet.
还不是属于你的。
It's not yours.
今天才是真正属于你的。
But today belongs to you.
所以今天是最重要的，你怎样在今天怎样活啊，是最重要的。
So today is the most important, and what you do today is also the most important.
那另外一天呢？
And so what's the other important day?
就是那一天，当我们站在主的面前的那一天。
It's that day when we will be standing in front of Jesus Christ.
为什么说那一天非常重要呢？
Why do we say that that day is very important?
因为那一天呢，我们都要站在主面前来交账。
Because that day we'll be standing in front of the Lord, to show what we have done.
那我们是否能够在主面前来交账呢？当那一天的到来的时候。
And when that day comes, can we deliver in front of the Lord?
我想我们都盼望说，当那一天的到来的时候呢，那主耶稣能够对我们说，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，可以进来享受我为你预备的一切的丰盛。
And I think we all hope that on that day, Jesus would say to us, you are a good servant, and you can come into my kingdom and enjoy what I have prepared for you.
那所以今天就很重要，来预备那一天的到来。
So today is very important, that we can prepare for that day.
有时候圣经也讲到说，今天为什么，耶稣这么已经他讲到这个新约圣经讲到他再来已经有两千年的历史，已经有两千年了。
So since we have the New Testament, it has been 2,000 years.
那为什么他今天还没有再来哈？
Why hasn't Jesus came?
那我想就如圣经所说的是为了连再给我们有这个机会。
I believe it's because, as the Bible said, it was to give us the chance.
对那些还未信主的人来讲呢？
And for the non-believers,
让他们再有这个机会来领受他的这个救恩。
It's giving them a chance to accept Jesus as their Savior as well.
那让我们对我们基督徒来讲呢？
And for us Christians,
让我们能够真的是能够为他来而活。
It's giving us a chance to live for him.
能够预备好自己来迎接他的到来。
And to prepare ourselves for his second coming.
所以今天呢，当我们来领受这个饼、这个杯的时候。
So therefore, today when we partake in this bread and cup,
让我们纪念到他为我们舍了他的生命。
Let us remember that Jesus gave his life for us.
让我们纪念他用他的血所为我们所立的这个新约。
Let us remember the new covenant Jesus established with his blood.
让我们也纪念主的血是为多人流出来的。
And let us also remember that his blood was poured out for many.
让我们也在纪念主要再来。
And let us remember that he will come again.
所以盼望我们每一次在领受这个饼这个杯的时候呢，再次的能够激励我们哈。
So I hope that every time you partake in this bread and cup, you will be encouraged again.
能够更多的爱主。
To love the Lord more.
更多的为主而活。
To live for him more.
更多的来传扬主的福音。
And to proclaim his gospel more.
能够预备自己迎接主的再来。
And to prepare yourselves for his second coming.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.